Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio segment. This is 10,008A, the news of the week. We have some sensational non-COVID news for you with a Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment, as well as a Longevity is the Next Disruptor, several segments on that. You'll want to download the Bee this week as well. Sensational interview. She gave just a great set of interviews. That is Sarah Miller, who is a professor and chair of developmental biology and regenerative medicine, as well as a professor in the Department of Dermatology at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. And she talked a lot about the skin and stem cells and where we were in that process. So that's the B, 1008B. But the A, of course, is brought to you, as is the B, by Persona Nutrition. Now, you can get your daily vitamin packs, a morning pack and an evening pack with supplements and vitamins, personalized for you, personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements, and you can too. Take the free online assessment. Get your recommendations at mypersona.com. No obligation. You even can talk to a nutritionist or dietitian about your diet, about your supplements, whether you need any or not. Again, free at mypersona.com. That's at mypersona.com. The top stories this week: how to stop overeating on weekends. Yeah, you've got it. It's the basic thing that we have. Many people eat well during the week, and then they feel like rewarding themselves or cheat meals, or the refrigerator is right nearby. What are the keys to stop doing that? Well, the key is just say no to cheat meals, practice mindful eating, that is, not scarfing your food down, be consistent. Start a food journal. And by being consistent, I mean eat with the sun all the time. And that is, don't eat for an 18-hour period and then eat in a 6-hour period that ends 3 hours before you're going to bed. Start a food journal. Adopt healthy habits like walking after your meals and slow down. That is, take longer to eat rather than shorter. That's the Automegas segment. The longevity is the next disruptor. The benefits of talking to strangers. Yeah, my mom always told me never to talk to strangers, but this is different. This is adults talking to people like your barber, like the person you see who lives four doors down from you that you don't talk to much, like the person who cuts your grass. Those casual acquaintances, those are really important, according to this study, to how well and how long you live. So don't ignore them. Those are people you're acquainted with, although not commonly acquainted with, but those are really important people for our longevity and our period of longevity. So don't avoid talking to them. Next story, if you will, is the U.S. food system is killing Americans. Is it? And the answer would be, according to my compatriot, yeah, because the most significant risk factor for hospitalization and death are diet-related diseases such as hypertension, heart disease, and obesity, and our legacy food policies and products were built on security concerns of not getting enough calories in the 1940s. Now we don't have that problem. And so remember, we should have a fresh fruit incentive, and modeling studies suggest that combined incentive and disincentive programs are key to having you eat well, because right now, the food process system in the U.S. is killing Americans. More education slows the start of early onset Alzheimer's. This is 226 people, and they looked at how whether they were educated up to the 10th grade or 10 to 16 or past 16. And what it turned out is there was a 25% reduction. This is actually an amazing number. A 25% reduction in dementia risk in these 226 people if you went past, went to the 16th grade, that's graduating college, I guess, versus only went through 10 years of schooling. That would be leaving after your sophomore year of high school, I guess. So 25% from that maneuver alone. Should you wash ready-to-eat produce is another one of our top stories. This is story that is the Well Beyond Wellness story. And why do I talk about it? Because, in fact, it fooled me. The answer from this study is you shouldn't wash things that are already washed. Why? Because you tend to contaminate them with other things you've washed in your sink. Now, I don't do that. I wash my sink carefully, and I wash all ready-to-eat produce three times in a salad spinner. But they say, don't do it at all. If it's already washed, don't do it. But do the stuff that needs washing, and then clean your sink as best as possible. I'm still surprised by this study. Marijuana is not heart healthy, said this other study in the Wellness Foreplay story of the week. And that's right, vaping or smoking, no matter what you do, is not healthy for your body. So don't do it. But we don't have benefits and risks in this study. This was a guideline put out by the American Heart Association, and it's surely lacking on data. Why? Because sorely lacking on data. That should be the word sore, not sure. Sorely lacking in data. Why? Because it's been a Schedule I drug, which means it's very hard to have studied it, and you can't study it across state lines the way most studies go in multi-center studies. Obesity in adults, this is the Roizen rule for younger you. Keep a body mass index under 30, that is in the overweight but not obese, or in the normal weight, even better, because obesity in adults is associated with a twofold risk of developing influenza or the flu, and probably more than a twofold with COVID. But this is a non-COVID story. This just relates to the normal influenza. Why is smoking bad before surgery? Because it makes, if you will, anesthesia more difficult. It decreases wound healing, and it makes it more difficult for you to breathe afterwards. So a doubling of complication rates in smokers compared to non-smokers, and about a 30% increase in death rate from smokers to non-smokers. Those people who quit a year beforehand had no increased complication rate, so quit as soon as you can. This is, and I want to remind you that this is 10,008A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. For 10,020, coming up in just 12 weeks, that's about 3 months from now, I'm going to do a special double issue, the A and the B, on where we are on longevity and why I think it's likely that you get to live 30 years longer if you make it 10 years. That is, we've been gaining 2.5 years every 10 years. So of life expectancy, if your life expectancy were 40 more years, if you live those 40 years, you'll actually live 50. Well, this is, if you live 10 more years, you have a real chance of living 30 more. Why do I call longevity the next disruptor? Because it disrupts everything. It's going to disrupt how, if you're living to 110 or 120, you're not going to want to retire at age 65 and not do anything for 55 years. So it's going to change our education. It's going to change our housing. It's going to change our work situations. Even our medical and insurance systems will all change by longevity. Why is longevity the greatest disruptor? Because all the other disruptors, the chip included, have changed how life, have benefited our living, but haven't changed life itself. Longevity gives you life itself. That's why it's the greatest disruptor. That's at 10:20, both the A and the B segments. The B are always, other than that one, guest segments, and we had a great guest this week, Sarah Miller. She gave just a wonderful interview. You'll want to download that segment. The A segment of 10,008 is the news of the week, which I just did now, but the B is Sarah Miller talking about your skin and stem cells and where we are in that process. Luis, thanks for great engineering. Thank Persona Nutrition for sponsoring us. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You get a little pack for the morning and another one for the evening. You can go to mypersona.com and find out if you're missing anything, and if you are, what you should get. And you'll also learn a lot about some other supplements, such as that are coming just into play, such as NAD or the bioavailable form of nicotinamide, which will boost the way mitochondria function if you're like an animal. And we do have safety profiles for NAD. It looks really good. Thanks very much for listening. And Luis, thanks for great engineering. And I do want to thank you, whether you've listened or not. Thank you for downloading us. We hope you listen, because we try and make this things you can use and change your life for the better, such as the information on how to avoid overeating on weekends and the benefits, which surprised me, of talking to strangers. And the other surprising one is don't wash pre-washed or ready-to-eat produce. Thanks again. Have a good weekend.